Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Only teardrops. My pillow never dried. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Hush.
I'm trying to speak, Jack A.
Oh, God. Monday afternoon. God, I'm sitting here. I am tired. My face is burnt to a crisp.
It takes that out.
Oh, man. I had sunscreen on. I sit there looking like I fell down on pavement. My nose is just peeling.
Is the red line, is that blistered? Is that what that is?
I don't know. It might have been from the sunglasses.
Were you wearing metal sunglasses?
Yeah, they have metal rims, yes.
Oh, that probably would burn them.
I had sunscreen and everything. My face is just...
Yeah.
Feels like it's on fire.
On fuego.
So anyway, but anyway, glad to be back to work so I can rest.
Glad to be back.
It was a long 3 days. That was a long drink of water. I'm not gonna lie to you. Got up 5 o'clock Friday morning, had to come in and do some things, got on the road by 8 o'clock. I will say one thing that I learned this weekend and Governor Duty, if you're listening, Governor Foghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. I say, boy.
Every bit of construction in the state should stop until they widen I-26.
All the way.
All the way.
All the way.
I know they're working on it, but traffic is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Interstates aren't supposed to be bumper to bumper going 20 miles an hour, coming to a complete stop for 30, 35 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And it always seems to happen in Orangeburg, like the Orangeburg exit. There's always something there, and right before you get to Columbia. Or right when you leave Asheville, right. Of course. But
I mean, it's just, we have outgrown I-26. That's basically what it is.
Well, maybe my grandchildren.
That should be a top priority in this state. Is to widen I-26.
Yeah, because back in Columbia, like that last stretch, like 10-mile stretch, is
right.
Four lanes now.
And don't get the company that's doing 85 work between Greenville and Charlotte, because they've been doing it for 25 years. It's taking them forever.
They're taking their lunch breaks at Carowinds. We know what they're doing.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. Again, if you did not hear what we told you a couple weeks ago, you can listen to the show on your Alexa. Just what do you say to Alexa? You got to say something, don't you?
Hey, Alexa, play Charleston
Sports
baby.
Radio. Play that Bobby Harden.
Hey, baby. Say it like Barry White. Hey, baby. You can play, like, let me hear.
ESPN Charleston. Yeah,
Charleston Sports Radio. You can say 98.9 FM. You know, Alexa's like, you have to go through Alexa when you set it up on your, and you download these apps to your phone that she basically works off of.
Speaking of apps.
Not the appetizers.
All our stations now have their very own app. All you have to do is go to the App Store and download. Just type in ESPN Charleston 98.9. It popped up right on my phone, and you can listen to us anywhere from now on.
Yeah, and if
any of our programming on 98.9, you know, including Phil Kornbluth and everything, just pop it on there. And now I don't have to duct tape that boom box on my back when I'm cutting the grass to listen to Phil Kornbluth. How about that?
How about that? I'm just
saying, I got tired of being the guy. Is that guy wearing a Walkman? No, every one of our stations now, WJNI, the Gospel Station, Classic Country, the City, and Old School, all have their own app now. and you can just download them. Be right there on your.
Well, and that's the thing. If you don't
hit
have
it on the phone, boom, it comes up.
And if you're one of those people like me that have too many apps, and you're like, oh, I don't want to download all these apps, you only need to download one. If pick your favorite, and from that app, you can access every station from that app too.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you go to right there on the ESPN app. You just hit other stations, and the rest of the Kirkman stations will pop up.
There you go.
We're missing two right now, but they're still being worked on. But yeah, one stop shop. No muss, no fuss.
Again, if you have an Android, we should have that up by the end of the week sometime. Next couple of days, we hope to have that up. So you can listen to us on. You can always listen to us on your radio. Always. CharlestonSportsRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Again, listen to us in Ball Play, Alabama today. Mm-hmm. And now you can just download the app, and we'll be there wherever you go in the world.
How about that?
Except China. I don't know if they get you have internet in China.
That's too, isn't it regulated? Regulated right now. Yeah. I don't think they're ready for Bobby Harton in China.
We don't want anybody going to prison for listening to the show. Right now, this would be the Oxford Regional, Ole Miss leading Southern Mississippi 4-0. That game in the top of the second, no score. South Florida, South Alabama. The winners of these games will advance to the Super Regionals. Nothing on Oregon State, Dallas Baptist. That was supposed to start at 4:00. And again, they did move that Old Dominion Virginia game. They moved that up to 5:00 in Columbia this afternoon because of, I guess, incoming weather. So again, Mississippi State advances to the Super Regional, 6-5 win over Campbell. Campbell had to come in to beat those. They had to beat Mississippi State twice in Starkville. So they had a tall order. There, Alabama, excuse me, Arkansas and Nebraska, 7:00 start there. Winner goes to the Super Regionals. Old Dominion, Virginia, as we said. Stanford, UC Irvine, that'll be at 10:00 tonight. Oregon and LSU, that'll be at 10:00 tonight. And how about that? What if LSU makes it to the Super Regionals in Manares last year? Because they lost their opening game. If I'm not mistaken, I have to go back through the scores. But I think LSU lost back on Friday night. So they have had to battle through the loser's bracket. So some pretty good baseball to be played here this afternoon. And I'm waiting to see the women's softball must be delayed as well. Because I was supposed to start at 4:00.
They're women. Of course they're running late. I'm kidding.
That's Blake that said that, lady.
It was a joke laying there.
I just want everybody to know. I just want to be very clear that was you that said that.
It was laying right there. Somebody had to grab it. No offense.
You're just trying to get us in trouble.
My name ain't on the show. This is Bobby Harton Show.
This is our Fan Dog brought to you by Candy Foundation Specialist. If you have a problem, Candy can fix it. Give them a call, 843-484-3625. You have concrete around your home that's cracked or uneven, like a sidewalk, driveway, patio, pool deck. Candy Foundation Specialist offer the repair options you need to protect the look of your home and the value of your home as well. So 843-484-3625. Ask for a free, no obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. Check out all the services at kennyconfixit.com. And that number again, 843-484-3625. Did I mention my face is burnt?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have, Bobby.
Oh, gosh. What a horrible. When that double play happened, I just walked, got up. Well, got my car, drove back.
That
was just a sign that nothing good is going to happen today for Carolina. Just got in my car, boom, listening in the game on the way back. By the way, did I mention mostly sitting in traffic on I-26. One other college note, Alabama's Nick Saban. You thought he was going to retire? Better think again. They've extended his contract to 2028 when he'll be 77 years old. And he looks good.
He won't be able to hold a trophy then.
Shoot, Nick Saban's in good shape, man. You and I should be in his shape now.
Sort of. I am in shape. Round is a shape, Bobby.
Okay. I forgot. Write that down. You ought to put that on a bumper sticker.
I used to
round is a shape.
I used to have a shirt that said it.
Oh, God. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Heavy traffic is trying to build now, especially on major routes like the interstate westbound near Aviation and Ashford Phosphate. From our Clark westbound, if you're traveling over the Downholt or Westmoreland bridges, also between North Rett and the interstate. Seeing heavier traffic downtown, West Ashley, and along Highway 78. Watch for one accident being reported right now, Ladson at Palmetto Commerce. No other major issues on the roadways at this point in time. Be safe as you travel. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accidents. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HURT. That's 843-829-4878. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 83. Partly cloudy and humid tonight with a low around 75. Humid with clouds and sun Tuesday with a high again around 83. Looking ahead, partly cloudy much of the week with scattered thunderstorms returning this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
Azalea is my world. When I heard that she had a tumor, everything just became dark. When I came to St. Jude, I started to get back some light in my life.
On top of first class, best care, you will never receive a bill so that you can focus on this child. The only thing we had to worry about was just keeping Azalea comfortable. St. Jude saved her life, and it saved us as a family.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon, 843-721-9500. Bobby Harrell have his weekly visit coming up at 5 o'clock. If you have any insurance questions, you can pass those on to Blake, and we'll pass them on to Bobby. When he gets here, he'll be about 5:10 this afternoon. Then coming up at 5:25, some post-game comments from Mark Kingston after the loss yesterday to Virginia. So, there you go.
Yahtzee.
Saturday, I was a long drink of water Saturday night. It was about 11:30, I guess, when I left Founders Park. And my goal was, I was staying like a block and a half, two blocks away from Rush's, right there on Harbison Boulevard. So my goal was to get to Rush's.
I'd have just stayed at Rush's.
I looked it up on the phone. They closed at midnight. So my goal was to get to Rush's, get me a chili cheeseburger, and before I go, because I didn't eat anything, for whatever reason, didn't eat it all Friday. And then hadn't had anything to eat all day Saturday. So I went from Thursday night till midnight Saturday after that loss to Old Dominion. Got in the Rush's, got in line, and they cut the light off.
What?
But no, they could still serve me.
Oh.
I was the next to last person.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, like, you know, they probably going to spit in this or something. I didn't care.
Yeah.
It was a very satisfying ending to a long day. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Man, we need a Rush's down here.
Bad. I mean, I wonder if the, you know, the family that runs it, I wonder if
they're not going to ever franchise it. Unless one of them moves down here or something.
Just has to marry into them. Infiltrate. Infiltrate their lair.
Oh, but that was a good ending to a long day Saturday down at the ballpark. Another thing too, I mean, there were a lot of Old Dominion fans, a lot of Virginia fans. Met some very nice people. I just had a good time visiting with my friends up in Columbia. We had a good time.
I bet. I mean, Columbia, it's a fun place. Oh, by the way, I'll be there Friday. I'm pulling you this weekend. I'm leaving Thursday to go to Columbia. Sorry. Maybe I should have told you this off the air. But
who's going to be here Friday?
Ghost Man.
Huh?
Ghost Man. It's a toss-up.
So we don't know who's going to be here Friday?
Well, I might teach you to run the board.
good luck with that.
No, Terry, Luke, between Terry, Luke, and Joe, we'll get it all worked out.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine.
My cousin, I hadn't seen in years, is flying in from L.A. So I have
and
to
boy, his arm's tired.
It's nice to see that sun did not bake away your sense of humor.
Yeah, the phone call we had before we go to break, or as we were going to break, he is the only person that I have heard say that was a good call on Andrew Eister Saturday.
Yeah, he said he was watching it. He was watching it on the television. So
because even Tommy Moody and Derek Scott were talking yesterday on the broadcast when I was going home after I left after that fool doubleheader, double play, I mean, about the call on Saturday. He is the only person I know that has said that was a good call.
Huh.
It certainly didn't look like one in the ballpark.
I have to check it out.
I think when that guy saw me on TV standing up, that was three innings after that call. I was still doing my stare down.
Does it never bother you when people say, I saw you on TV, and you're like, oh, crap. What was I doing?
Because I don't do anything stupid to, you know, add all my clothes on, I hope.
But haven't you been asked to leave a ballpark before, Bobby? Don't say you don't.
I'm not saying it was not a good call. I'm just saying nobody in that ballpark thought it was a good call. Nobody in the parking lot after the game thought it was a good call. Nobody in the parking lot Sunday morning thought it was a good call. And the Carolina announcers were still talking about it yesterday, about it being a bad call. Now, it's not saying Andrew Eister would have got a hit or something like that, but it did take the bat out of his hand in a crucial, crucial situation in that ball game. So I find it kind of odd that he and I'm not saying he's lying. I mean, he, you know, if they said it on TV, it was a good call, so be it. I didn't see the play on TV. And they don't show you jack for replays at an NCAA tournament game. I can tell you that. Now I'm saying the replay clearly showed it didn't go all the way around. And again, that was just it didn't cost us the game. Again, 12 strikeouts, 3 hits, but it did take the bat out of his hand in a crucial situation. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned and financed with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com, and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
Now more than ever, businesses need a banking partner that puts people over profits. At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, your local business is personal to us. We'll help you one-on-one with services and business loans for your most pressing needs, like vehicles, equipment, and mortgages. South Carolina Federal has always been not-for-profit, with a focus on value to help you turn a profit. For more on our business services, visit scfederal.org/business. That's scfederal.org/business. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
For the freshest homemade cinnamon spirals, cookies, brownies, and more, you have to call Spirals. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, and they deliver at Spiral Sweets on Facebook or call 843-870-9227 for the tastiest, most melt-in-your-mouth cinnamon rolls you've ever had. All made from scratch daily at Spiral Sweets on Facebook or call 843-870-9227. That's 870-9227. The best yums in town. Spiral Sweets.
Now's the time to get the Kubota Z200 mower. It's built to cut quickly and like a pro, so you can get the zero-turn agility and effortless precision you need to turn your lawn into a work of art. Right now, get the Kubota Z200 mower for zero down and 0% APR for 48 months or save up to $200 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 when financed with GM Financial. Yes, we are. Bumper-to-bumper warranty and more on certified pre-owned vehicles. CruiseChevrolet.com and Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. and that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on Motown Monday. Now we're back to Motown. Very good.
Thought just going to fall under the umbrella.
One of the greatest songs ever written.
This is one of your favorite songs?
Yeah, isn't that everybody's favorite song?
Not mine. Mine's, I think I'm going to run away. No kidding. By Temptations? I don't know.
Come on, man.
Oh, I don't know. Temptations, they had a bunch.
Oh, here we go. Ole Miss, Southern Mississippi, they are in a weather delay right now. It is in the bottom of the second inning. Mississippi leads 4-0. No score, Oregon State, Dallas Baptist. That game in the bottom of the first. South Alabama leading South Florida 1-0. That game is in the top of the second. The softball on the way, no score, top of the first between James Madison and Oklahoma. Right now, best time ever. If you want to sell your home, there's low inventory. Not many houses on the market. The ones on the market, they're selling fast. Many times, $20,000, $30,000 over less price. And when today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. But because of the low inventory, many people are having trouble finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. And that agent is Matt O'Neill. James and Leanne, they're excited about the job transfer, but they need a quick sale on their beautiful $500,000 Somerville home. Matt's grand open house brought in 28 buyers in a three-hour time frame. Buyers want to know what they needed to do to get the house. And guess what? It sold for 117% over the asking price in just 5 days. Matt's team even found James and Leanne their dream home. So Matt is the only agent in town that's going to give you a strong, guaranteed offer on your own within 24 hours. He gives you another option as well. We tell you about it every day. He's going to give you the cash to buy that dream home before you even list your current home. I'm going to say that again. He's going to give you the money to buy the dream home before it gets off the market. In other words, trouble people have you. You find a house you like, and before you can do anything, it's gone. He's going to give you the cash to buy that house before you even list your own home. So be the all-cash buyer who wins their offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. Time now to check with our buddies over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Osberg, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. How are you doing today, Bob?
I'm good. I'm a little sunburnt, but other than that, I'm good.
Hey, it looks like a beautiful weekend. I know hot. I know it was very hot up there, but I know it looks like a beautiful weekend in Columbia. And you got three good games out of the USC Gamecocks. I mean, I know they didn't win two of them, but they were all good ball games. They were all very fun to watch. I mean, there's a ton of strikeouts, just a ton of strikeouts. So, but man, that pitching staff was really, really good. And, their pitching should be commended. The hitting struggled a little bit, but, all in all, I thought it was a good showing. I thought the Columbia Regional looked like it was run great. That's, of course, Andy Solomon in his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
was running the show there in Columbia. And, it looked great. It looked, especially, what was it, Friday night, looked really, really good. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was, I mean, 3 1-run losses. Well, 2 1-run losses, a 1-run win. I mean, it was good baseball. I you know, it's just disappointing as it was. But it's the same. It shouldn't be surprising to anybody because that's what's hurt this team all year is the bats.
You know, but usually as a regional goes on, as teams kind of wear down on their pitching a little bit, that the hitting gets better. It seemed like the hitting got worse. Or, you know, maybe Virginia's – I mean, Kenny Powers looked – yeah, he was very, very, very good yesterday. But, I mean, Virginia getting a start like that from a guy who hasn't done it all year was a pretty tremendous showing. And, you know, yeah, I guess you got to tip your hat to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Virginia's got a good team. Old Dominion had a good team. Carolina's not a bad team, even though people think it. I mean, you know, you have disgruntled fans think this is the worst team in the history of the school. They're not. No. I mean, the pitching was good all year. The pitching was good. Just didn't have the hitting for whatever reason.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I really do. And, you know, would things have worked, you know, differently if Kerry had been able to go longer on Friday? Absolutely. Because then you hold off Bosnick. And, I mean, it's just, look, when a starter goes 3 innings, it changes your game plan for the weekend. There's no doubt about it. You know, if you could have gone Kerry straight to Lloyd on Friday night and then extended out Bosnick later in the weekend, wouldn't it change things? It may have, but you know what? It ultimately, South Carolina, what did they give up? 3 runs, 2 runs, 2 runs, or something like that? I mean, the pitching was not the issue at all, even though it didn't go to plan, you know, for the weekend. Pitching was not the issue, and they didn't hit the ball a ton. You know, a guy like Seitler hitting cleanup, I think he was like 1 for 13. That was a huge hit, but he was like 1 for 13 or 1 for 14 on the weekend, something like that. You can't strike out that much. You got to get the batting averages. You just got to in those low scoring games, you just got to be able to manufacture a run or two. You can't just rely on a Wes Clark bomb. You have to be able to manufacture a couple.
You're right, and they put themselves in the position several times to do that and just didn't get it done. I mean, that double play yesterday, what are the chances of that ever happening in a ball game?
Sure, I know. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, absolutely. Bad luck, you know, bad luck paired with good pitching on Virginia, you know, did South Carolina right. In. But, it was fun. It was fun to watch, and, you know, we'll see. I mean, maybe we'll get a super regional in Columbia this weekend. That would be tremendously interesting. Is there anything new on it, like the chances of it happening?
Yeah, I think there's a better chance if Dallas Baptist wins that regional that it stays in Fort Worth, I would think.
You'd have to think that would happen. I guess that would be the more logical. Well, I don't even know what kind of facility do they have, though. Do they have a decent facility?
TCU, I would think so. I don't know. I don't recall watching any of those games. But I was at Founders Park all weekend long, so I didn't get to see hardly any of the other games and stuff like that.
I just watched the end of Mississippi State and Campbell. Hat tip to Campbell, man. They went to the final batter against Mississippi State, and they lost by one. But man, they took it down to the absolute wire there, and that is probably the toughest place in the country to play as an opposing team. To see a team from the Big South do what they did, I was pretty impressed with what they did.
Yeah, I think so too. I absolutely agree. And that's off the Presbyterian for they beat Campbell twice to be able to go to Nashville.
I know, unreal. I know it was a rough weekend for Presbyterian, but still, that was a heck of a run what they did in the tournament, the Big South tournament. So,
right.
Anyway, my attention now changes. It shifts to hockey. I'm on my way up to the Ice Palace right now. Never in a million years did I think I'd be saying I'm on my way to the Ice Palace for hockey, for playoff hockey. I'm literally. There are 2 sheets of ice on the Ice Palace. At the Ice Palace. On one of them, there will be a professional playoff hockey game and on the other ice at the exact same time, my daughter will be in 7-year-old ice skating lessons, and I am not joking about that. I am dead serious. I never thought in a million years I'd be doing my show live next to my daughter doing 7-year-old figure skating lessons, but such is the reality we are living in today, and great.
Scotty, your phone is breaking up. Are you back in Kiowa or something?
It didn't happen, and it's going to change. They ripped up the ice after Saturday's game on Sunday. They ripped up the ice, so it's not going to change. If the Stingrays make a run and hoist the Kelly Cup at home, they're going to be hoisting the Kelly Cup at the Carolina Ice Palace.
Ah, that's tough. How did that happen? When they put together a schedule, did they not leave dates open for playoffs?
I think the Righteous Gemstones had already booked the Coliseum to film the show, and because the Stingrays didn't know when the playoffs would be until after the Righteous Gemstones had booked the Coliseum. So in essence, the Stingrays started their season so late. Usually the Kelly Cup Finals are wrapping up right now. We're just starting them tonight. So this all got pushed back. It was too late for them to know. The Righteous Gemstones had already booked the Coliseum. Coliseum obviously was, in defense of the Coliseum, they were not going to just wait to see when the Stingrays' potential playoffs would be before they took a check that was guaranteed from the Righteous Gemstones. So they did, and then the perfect storm happened where Stingrays' playoffs are happening. Now, Righteous Gemstone's going to be filming now, and it is what it is. So, Robbie's upset, naturally. The Coliseum, I think they were kind of handcuffed. Robbie really wanted them to, somehow work with them, but that's not going to happen because the ice is up. They ain't going to put down another ice. I think at this point, there were options. The options were, number one, you put your team on the road the entire time. I think the Bills would have just mounted tremendously if they had done that. And then on top of that, it's a competitive disadvantage. Another option would have been to let the Stingrays play their home games at the arena in Greenville. Again, don't think it's a very good option because your costs would have been just as high to be on the road in Greenville as it would have been to be on the road in Florida the whole time, and to them this was the best option. If you can get 500 people in there, like season ticket holders, then you do it. And the one thing I wish they would do, and I think would be the right thing to do, is I wish they would just open it up and make it a free live stream to watch the game. You shouldn't have to pay Flow Sports to watch the game now that it's you can't go to it. You don't have the option to go to it. So,
right.
Flow Sports has got to make their money, and they probably see this as an opportunity that people might buy the package. But I'll tell you what, I was at the game on Saturday night. I took my daughter to the game on Saturday night, and it was a wonderful crowd, like 7,000, and they were into it. And love to have seen a playoff push. I really would have loved to have seen a playoff push where fans could have been there to see it. And unfortunately, we're not going to get that this year. And it is what it is. As Rob said, it was a tough year from the start, from the get-go. He knew it would be a tough year. It was tough with a couple COVID cancellations. It was tough with very limited capacity. Finally opened up, and it was just kind of like the fitting end to it opening up, this happened. But, they're going to push on and try to win it and hoist the Kelly Cup in the friendly confines of the Ice Palace.
Now, are they in any kind of competitive disadvantage as far as the ice? You understand what I'm asking you? I mean, is the ice at the Ice Palace just as good as the ice at the Coliseum?
Yeah, I think the ice is fine. Yeah, they practice there all the time. I mean, there's hockey being played. I would venture to guess that the ice is better at the Ice Palace because it's constantly there. It's always there. It's not coming up and down and being covered up and everything else like that, like the Coliseum. I mean, Tim McGraw plays and then the Stingrays play. You got to put all those boards down and then you got to take them up and, everything else that happens at the Coliseum. I think ultimately at an ice skating place like the Ice Palace, Your ice is just as good, if not better. Same exact size and dimensions. It's just that there's almost no seats. You got to give the Rays credit because they put up netting other around the ice. Otherwise, they weren't allowed to have games there. If the fans are not protected by netting, you're not allowed to have games there. So they had to put up the netting and everything like that just to get it ECHL approved, ready to roll, and they did. So you got to give them credit for working as hard as they can to make this a playoff atmosphere tonight. And I don't know what's going to happen with concessions or anything like that. I have no idea. We'll find out shortly. I was talking to Rob about it on Saturday. I just said, you know, are they going to do food trucks? Like, what are you going to do for any? He's like, we're still, you know, literally working on figuring out, you know, the little snack bar at the Ice Palace is still not going to be able to feed 500 people. So I don't know how they're going to work out concessions. But, you know, I think you have to be patient and understand that this is not the situation that the Rays wanted to be in, and they have no choice. There is no other option. We have two places that have ice in the entire Lowcountry. One of them is taken. You got to play at the other one.
What you got for us tonight besides your daughter's ice skating lesson?
Yeah, no, well, I'll be live at the Ice Palace tonight. So we'll talk Stingrays. We'll wrap up the Gamecocks baseball season. We will talk, if we have some time, Battery are playing tomorrow night. A couple other little things going on. Some playoff action going on. Bedsy and the Avs got hammered last night, 5-1. So that series is tied now, 2-2. Maybe NBA playoffs. Whatever's going on, Stingrays return home tomorrow night. So we got a couple things going on, and I'll text you later in the week. I'll actually be gone for about a week and a half on vacation. I'm taking my big vacation starting in the middle of this week, and I'm our 10th anniversary, so I can't wait to be sitting on a beach doing nothing, and that's kind of the game plan for the end of the week.
So you're not going to call us from the beach?
I don't know if I'm going to have cell service in the Dominican Republic.
All right, just let me know what day.
I will do it. Yeah.
All right, man.
I'll let you know for sure, and we'll be in touch. I'm working tomorrow, so I'll be in touch with you tomorrow as well.
Okay, thank you, Scotty.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Scotty Osborne coming up at Channel 4 Sports at 6 and 11. Scotty was talking. I was checking text messages that I haven't checked in a couple of days, and apparently Bobby Harrell is not going to be here today. Thursday he's coming in, so. That was from Friday. Sydney sent me that message. So, for whatever reason, I didn't even check my text messages. So, anyway. All right. I'll go verify that in a minute. Gene Sapikoff's going on vacation. Got a message from him. Maybe we should just go on vacation.
Tell me when.
Would you rather go to out west with Gene or to the beach with Scotty?
Oh, this time of year? Beach. Hands
yeah,
down.
Yeah, but Gene likes to hike.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get this big from doing recreational activities such as hiking.
Me neither. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk. I can't believe I didn't check my messages from... I haven't checked them since Friday. I didn't even think about it. Usually it gives me a notification that I have messages. And it didn't.
I
had like 15.
It knew you were in another state of mind, Bobby.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
We have problems on the roadways right now. Main Road at Savannah Highway, there is an accident. Rivers at University, Rivers at Midland Park, and Rivers at Otranto report accidents. McMillan near Old Pine Circle, there's a wreck. Dorchester at West Hill, an accident. Ashley at Calhoun and Fort Johnson at Dills Bluff. And if you're traveling in West Ashley on Wapoo Road near Pineview and Belgrade, we have reports of an accident as well. One stalled auto on the Ravenel Bridge inbound to downtown. Definitely be careful as you travel. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update.
I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 83. Partly cloudy and humid tonight with a low around 75. Humid with clouds and sun Tuesday with a high again around 83. Looking ahead, partly cloudy much of the week with scattered thunderstorms returning this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Car accident? Because a fast response matters. Just call Joy. The numbers don't lie. Serious accidents can happen anywhere, anytime. At the Joy Law Firm, we make it easy to get the help you need, when and where you need it. You can reach us on the phone or online anytime, 24/7. Visit any of our four locations across the state. Or if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Did you know your favorite landscape store, Wando Power, rents all kinds of equipment? From sod cutters to aerators, trenchers to stump grinders, commercial zero turn to handheld equipment, mini ride-on skid steers and attachments. And coming soon, full-size skid steers and mini excavators online at WandoPower.com. Or come by Wando Power Equipment off Clements Ferry Road near 526 and see how renting is a fast and affordable way to get the job done right. Only at Wando Power Equipment.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text Babbel to 64,000 and start learning a new language today. That's B-A-B-B-E-L to 64,000.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
Don't you feel like I'm crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, honey. Come on.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. We're going to have to argue again about whether that was in Dirty Dancing or not.
It was in Dirty Dancing. It was not on the soundtrack.
It was in the movie, though.
It was in the movie. I guess that he couldn't
then
afford
it. Then it was in Dirty Dancing.
No, but it wasn't on the actual what was given as a soundtrack.
Right.
I guess they couldn't afford the rights to that one with everything they had going on. They had to pay. They had to get that Patrick Swayze song on there.
I remember last time you played that, we had that argument, though.
I don't.
And another argument you lost.
We don't have many arguments. I lose. I don't get wrapped up in those too much.
All right, from the regional action, Mississippi State. They defeated Campbell 6-5 today. They advanced to the Super Regionals. And again, if memory serves it correctly, I believe they host Notre Dame this coming weekend. Southern Ole Miss down in Oxford, they lead Southern Mississippi 4-0. That game is in a weather delay. If I get my scoreboard to move up, I will update you on the other two games in progress. Oregon State, they lead Dallas Baptist 1-0. That game in the bottom of the second. Not sure whether Oregon State this year put it in the bid. It's going to be interesting to see where the winner of the Columbia Regional and where they play the winner of the Columbia Regional and the Fort Worth Regional if Dallas Baptist doesn't win that game. Bottom of the third, South Alabama. They lead South Florida 1-0 in that. And over in the softball, in the bottom of the third inning, James Madison leading Oklahoma 1-0. James Madison been a big story in that Women's College World Series, which I guess I probably have watched way too much of. Like, way too much of. So, I enjoy it. So,
well, that's all that matters. It's okay.
You know, some people watch hockey in the NBA. I'd rather watch, something with a stick and a ball.
Yeah. So we got to talk about what you think happened with the whole Logan Paul Mayweather fight.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think
they
both threw it? Do you think this was a
Well, there was not going to be a declared winner unless there was a there wasn't going to be a declared winner if somebody knocked the other one out.
Mm-hmm.
I think Floyd Mayweather was doing it for a paycheck. I told you that a month ago.
I think they both agreed to that.
I don't think Floyd Mayweather had any intention whatsoever of actually fighting this guy.
They say that
the guy lasted every round.
And they say that, I mean, first two rounds, I think he was all right. And then Mayweather carried himself, but it's like he didn't go for the punches. He didn't go for the jabs. He was like, I'm just going to let him. And then he said at the end, he's a better fighter than I thought he was. No, you just, y'all know what y'all was doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and if you look at that as a part of the sport of boxing, then you could easily say, yeah, okay, you're killing the sport of boxing. But yeah. I don't even look at that as part of the sport of boxing. I don't even watch. How much has boxing gone downhill over the last 20, 25 years?
Funny you bring that up. Did you not see the report on the Forbes top earnings for athletes?
No.
Who would you think would be number one?
Well, now I'm going to think it's a boxer for some reason.
Conor McGregor is the number one earning athlete of 2020 or 2021. I don't know how they did it, but
it's usually a soccer player or a Formula One driver.
Now, soccer player was number two and three.
Ronaldo?
Number two. I have them written down here. Lionel Messi.
Messi. Okay.
And Cristiano Ronaldo was two and three. Dak Prescott.
Wow.
And then LeBron.
Yeah, okay.
With $96.5 million. And you would think the way he complains, he ain't making a damn dime. Tom Brady ended the list at number nine. Tom Brady. Right. For $76 million. Conor McGregor walked with $180 million last year.
Well, maybe it's because of COVID or something, but usually there's one of those European Formula One guys up there.
Yeah. And see, I don't even know how they, but I guess they, you know, I don't know.
All right, NBA tonight, we've got 7:30, Bucks and the Nets, game two of that series. Nets lead one game to none. 10 o'clock, Nuggets are the Suns, game one of that series. Both of those on TNT tonight. NHL, 6:30, Islanders and the Bruins, game five of that series, tied up at two apiece. That'll be on the NBC Sports Network. And at 8 o'clock, Jets and Canadiens on the NHL Network, game four. Canadians lead that three games to none. So one baseball game on TV tonight, Cubs and Padres tonight at 10 o'clock on ESPN. Braves are off today, so I don't have that to worry about.
Well,
I might not even cut my TV on when I get home.
I think you're going to pass straight out. Did you hear the good news, though, about what's coming to North Charleston?
Top Golf? Yeah, I was going to get into that.
Oh, sorry.
Because I don't even know what Top Golf is.
Have you never seen
it? I know a lot of people. I've seen it on videos and stuff.
Yeah.
They did it at the football stadium at Columbia.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese with alcohol. It's like a Dave and Buster's.
They got a monkey?
No, they don't have a monkey.
A gorilla?
They don't. The mouse. It was a mouse band. Chucky was a mouse.
I'm old enough to remember something had a gorilla.
Showbiz Pizza.
Is that it? Okay.
That's it.
All right. let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk. Hello?
That's not what I was going to ask you. Oh, my God. See, you talk so much. It made me forget what I was going to ask you. It's all your fault.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Wait, yeah, I tell you, when the phone rang, it rang when we mentioned about the McGregor or the Mayweather fight.
No, not that.
Bobby was watching too much softball.
What did you get sunburned in any of the games?
Yes.
Because I heard it was really hot.
I got sunburned in the night game because I got to the parking lot like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Moonburn.
And the game didn't start till six. So to answer your question, yes, I got burnt to a crisp.
Uh oh. Well. Just put some aloe vera on it.
Some what?
Okay. Oh, I know.
Put some Alabama on it.
Aloe vera.
Oh.
Aloe vera, yeah. You know, you can buy aloe vera, or you can buy a plant and just cut it open and rub it on there. That's what we used to do. We used to keep an aloe vera plant.
Yeah, don't do it with poison ivy, though. It doesn't work.
Yeah. All right, this is what I was going to ask you.
All right, real quick, because I got to go.
Okay, all right. You used to do trivia, right?
Yes.
You did trivia until they had COVID, right?
Right.
So since you don't do trivia now, does that mean that you're leading the strip bingo club?
All right, I'm hanging up now. Bye. Thanks for calling. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. AIDS jokes here on Monday. Great.
Can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly two decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
This is Mike Aponce, the communications guy with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. The Lowcountry heat can be downright dangerous if you don't have access to air conditioning. That's why we're giving away a free window unit to one lucky member each week during the 106 days of summer. That's right, a free 5,000 BTU air conditioner given away to a BEC member each week, and all you have to do is sign up at berkeleyelectric.coop. Berkeley Electric Cooperative is your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and we're looking out for you.
After almost 30 years, Carpetbaggers Flooring is getting a little facelift. Out with the old and in with the new. They are still locally owned and a member of the largest flooring co-op in the world. They still offer the great flooring products you love with the best warranties and finance options available. They're still focused on you, the customer, and giving you the best flooring experience possible. The only change is their logo, so you know they are so much more than carpet. Carpetbaggers Flooring. They still have you covered from inspiration to installation. Cannonball!
To keep your pool in top shape this summer, stop by All Seasons True Value on Folly Road in James Island and Maybank Highway in Johns Island for your salt chlorine testing kit and all other pool supplies. Big box stores just can't give you the service that All Seasons True Value Hardware's friendly and knowledgeable staff can.
For all your hardware and rental needs, come and see my papa, daddy, and uncle at All Seasons True Value Hardware. Just ask Grinnell. Behind every project is a True Value.
There's a new reality in business. Working from home, sharing information online, communicating online. Congratulations, you now have the needed skills to earn a degree online. Now is the time to increase your job opportunities with CSU's new 10-month MBA program in general management, healthcare management, or supply chain management. Dial #250 on your mobile, and when prompted, say Charleston Southern to receive more information. Your purpose, our mission.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.